USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bad weather is postponing the first launch of NASA astronauts from Florida in nearly 9 years. The next attempt for SpaceX will be on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is casting doubts on whether the Democratic and Republican political conventions should happen late this summer.
Science tells us that there is a healthy path to open up in a healthy way, and that path is testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation if necessary.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he was shocked and horrified by a video showing a police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
We will get answers. We will seek justice. George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but George Floyd does deserve justice.
And Rod Rosenstein will testify as a first witness in a Senate Judiciary Committee's Russia investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gaining 553 points to finish at 25,546. Republican governors are trying to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again, and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There was chaos and destruction in Minneapolis as police officers and protesters clashed over the death of George Floyd. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Four Minneapolis police officers have been fired less than 24 hours after being involved in the arrest of a black man who died after pleading he couldn't breathe with an officer's knee on his neck. Police Chief Madera Arredondo.
I was very steadfast and strong on what our department vision, values, and our culture change would be moving forward. And one of those pillars is sanctity of life.
Mayor Jacob Fry.
When you hear someone calling for help, you are supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A West Virginia mail carrier has been charged with attempted election fraud after 8 mail-in absentee ballot request forms appeared to have been altered. Thomas Cooper was charged on Tuesday with attempt to defraud the residents of West Virginia of a fair election. The West Virginia Secretary of State's office found 5 ballot requests were changed from Democrat to Republican. 3 other requests had been altered. Cooper is admitting to altering the ballots, but says he did it only as a joke. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.